Moment number four, recovery. Welcome to the fourth moment of this tour, recovery. During the 90s, high school students and neighbours summoned human rights organisations and relatives to mobilise for the recovery of the house on 1367 José Domingo Cañas, known as a former kidnapping, torture and extermination centre. The students requested Laura Moya, aunt of Lumi Videla, to be part of the recovery process. And she active and definitively joined the mobilisation, being an essential part of the process. In parallel to the recovery process, which considered the purchase of the site and the obtainment of the Statement of Historical Monument, at the beginning of year 2000, the lawyer responsible for the future of the house sold it to businessman Pablo Rochet, owner of the toy shop called El Castillo de Juguete, which translated means the toy castle, and which is located to the east side of the house. Today, in this place is the National Cinema, and the facade still has the shape of a castle. The explicit objective of Rochet was to build a car park for the toy shop customers, which implicitly would lead to demolishing the house. Rochet considered that by destroying the house, it would no longer be able to be declared as a historical monument, and on the other hand, it would erase the evidence of everything that had happened in it. Once the destruction of the house began, a non-innovation order was ruled, awaiting further decisions. However, the house had already been torn down. 2 months later, on the 21st of January 2002, the National Monuments Committee declared the house as a historical site, being the second place in Chile to be declared as a memory site. The first site was the Lonquin furnaces. The authorities at the time decided to demolish the house and clean up the site, turning it into a wasteland completely covered with gravel. Even the swimming pool was covered, generating confusion between the survivors, as when they visited, something was just not right. Various activities for recovering and cleaning up the site were organised, which is when the swimming pool was found and the murals you can see around you were painted. Every Wednesday, Laura Moya and whoever wishes to accompany her get together outside the site in front of the monolith to light candles to illuminate the memory, ritual which is carried out to this day. We invite you to continue the tour in the present resistance period. Please scan the QR code which you may find in the panel in the Memorial New Construction area.